Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There's a Gemara later on in Maseches Shabbos which tells us that the clothing a person wears on Shabbos should be different than the clothing he wears during the week. It says in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Min Aleph Shlo Yeh Malbushcha Shel Shabbos Ki Malbushcha Shel Chol. Your Shabbos clothing should be different than your weekday clothing. So the post can talk about, what about your shoes? Are your shoes included in this din? Do your shoes have to be different on Shabbos than on the weekday, just like your other clothing? Or perhaps shoes may be different. Why would shoes be different? So it's brought down to the Tshuvas Rav Apalim and Chelek Dalet Or HaChaim Siman Yud Gimel, that he said that shoes are not bichlal this din. That only clothing, the shirts, the pants, the jackets, have to be different, but the shoes may be the same. What's his raya? He brings a very interesting raya from the bracha we say every single morning of Malbish Arumim, and there's a second bracha of She'asili Kol Tzarki. Asili Kol Tzarki is referring to shoes. Malbish Arumim is referring to clothing. So we see that there's a difference between Malbish Arumim, the clothing that you wear, and the shoes that you wear. For this reason, he says only the clothing has to be different, but the shoes may be the same. But there happens to be a very interesting machlokas amongst the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi based on today's Daf Samech in Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah in Daf Samech tells us that a person is not allowed to go out, lo yotza ish b'sandal ha-mesumer. He can't walk out with a particular wooden shoe with nails in it because of a certain ma'isa shahaya, a certain event that took place on Shabbos. They were hiding in the cave from the enemies, the Gemara says, and they ended up, for a few different reasons, three different reports what happened, but they end up trampling over each other, killing each other, and there goes there that you can't wear these shoes on Shabbos because of the ma'isa shahaya. Not because it's related to any malacha of some sort, but it's a gzera whenever there's a terrible thing that happens, a tragedy. There goes there based on the ma'isa shahaya, has to be exactly the way it occurred. So what about the weekdays? Can you wear this during the weekdays? So the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, since it only happened on Shabbos, it's only also on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi raises the same question. The Yerushalmi says, this is in the sixth parak of Yerushalmi, Halacha Beis, it's those Daf, Lamed, Dal, and Beis in the Yerushalmi, Me'ata, Afilu, Bachol, even the weekday it should be Aser. Lav orcha de bar nosh is not the derech of a person. Mevilei train silent to have two shoes. Chad lechola chad shabasa. So there's machloket between the carbon eda and the pnei moshe on the side here. How do you read this answer the Gemara? So according to the carbon eda, it says, do people have two shoes? People have two shoes, one for the weekday, one for Shabbos. Certainly not. And therefore, just like the iser to wear shoes, sandal masumers also in Shabbos, it's also in the chol because it's the same exact shoe. And that's why the Gemara answers, but even though it's the same shoe, there are gozer that it only takes place, the iser is only in Shabbos. But the Pnei Moshe says the other way. Pnei Moshe says, no, the way you read it is it not the derech of people that have two different shoes, meaning people have shoes for Shabbos, and they have a separate pair of shoes for the chol. And they're only goes there on the Shabbos shoes, they weren't goes there on the weekday shoes. So the machlokas here amongst Pnei Yeshua and the Karban Eda is whether or not people have separate shoes during the week or during the Shabbos. So either way, if a person could afford it, certainly recommended to have separate shoes. I believe that's the practice. But sounds me'ikir adin, we learn like the Karban Eda and the Pashup Shot of the Bavli, that the shoes don't have to be different on Shabbos and the week, but certainly it would be highly recommended if a person has the ability to have separate Shabbos shoes.